We're holding here in middle of the Maima on the Haggadis. We had seen last time, we got up to, in my edition, it's Reish Tesayin. Reish Yudalit. So he spoke about the need to that this Chelik of Torah should be especially hidden. That the Chelik of Torah, that's Haggadot is, we do not want that to be, that Inyonim should be open for everybody. The two main reasons were it's a certain inyan of Kavod HaTorah. It was to take inyanim that are very chashiv and to let every Amoritz kind of say what he wants. That's a lack of Kavod HaTorah. Two, we also did not want the people to learn things that are not right. It's very easy to make a mistake in Haggadah. And Mamela, we didn't want people to learn things that are not right. That was the reasons. So we're holding a Reish Yudalit over here. Al Kain Gomru Leftzeis Hadin. So on the one hand, they needed to write it down so that we wouldn't forget it. So what they did was they made a compromise. V'hayinu lichta v'isom l'mala yodin asachreinim. We wrote it down so that it doesn't become lost. That's one. Two, ach bedrochim ne'elomim. But they would be written down in a way that only the people who have the key to decode it would be able to understand it. When you have the klolim to understand the remozim and the riddles, then you will know real pshat. Or Misha learns of Tekas, person doesn't have the keys. You the fun of Kedibra Seif Achosim, it'll be like a sealed book. Or Kilo Nithu Klau. So we have a written Sefer with an oral key. Almost like when you encrypt a message and the person knows memory, he knows the way, the code for it, the key for it. So that's the same idea here also. We knew what Chazal gave us, all the Agadotas, the Medrashim, and the Gemaras, and we also received a Torah Sheval Peh type of Maftechos. But Maftechos Ha'elu, those Maftechos, Hish'irum B'yad Talmidim Shekivu Yodam. They remained in the hands of Talmidim who actually were Mekablet. Not to anybody who just opened the Gemara, but to anybody who's and they relied that they would give it over only to people that were competent and would be appropriate for them to learn and understand these things. The one thing that they made public was that there is a deeper understanding, and that someone who doesn't have the key for it should not try to come into it. A person who is does not have the knowledge of how to decode what Chazal said in Haggadot, if he's going to try to barge in and learn it kipshuta, will only fail. But ulam, Achrei Zhira Masar says, after they've made this warning, Im Yovo Ish V'Yapol Likonis Bov Amtesen V'Yodai, somebody's going to try to break through and he doesn't have the keys, V'Koshel Ocha V'Nishpa, and he's going to fall. Hine Dome B'Roshia V'Yasar Tzilu. He is going to, he will be responsible for what happened to him. Ah, okay. So basically, so the Ramchal says Haggadot are the Torah Sheval Peh of the deep inyanim in Torah. They were given over as a they were written down so we shouldn't forget them. They didn't want to make it public, so they were kept. They were written down in a very cryptic form, they gave over an oral key for decoding it, and only people who have that oral key will really understand what it says. Ach, hadrochim asher livu b'masivim shanim hay. They had different methods of hiding it. Halif hu derech ha-hash'olos v'mishalim, through using similes and sort of metaphors. Ve'madrochim ha-melitzim ha-yidum etzel ba'alei ha-melitza. So that's the type of things that people who make use of metaphors, this is common. Through dimin and marshal yichasu mikrim of pu'ulos l'mishena mikrim pu'ulos in the chayin leklau, and through these mishalim, it comes out they attribute certain things to those that bechlal as no shayches did. Let's just talk a minute about it and so on. He is coming from a perspective of Kabbalah, that Kabbalah is that Chochmah primarily that we're talking about. And therefore, when it'll say, for instance, if I want to say that a certain Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu trumps another Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he might say, the father beat the child at X or Y or Z. We're not talking about father, we're not talking about child. We're talking about two midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that one might be called a father, one might be called a son. I don't mean anything to Shandy. But it's basically, I'm using Mishalim, but those and I'm talking about people and trees and all sorts of things, but I don't mean them. They're just stand-ins for something else, and that's not uncommon. It's not a code like a secret code, and it's like a poem, where when I want to use when I want to say something in a poetic way, I have stand-in characters for things that really exist. One, Beis. So one way is through metaphor and simile. I'm talking about something, and this something has no shaykhis to the real mitzvahs. It's a stand-in. A second one is she'alimu t'nai inev le'evarim v'yoymru maima muchlet v'ein amitas amaymu elo b'gvul da'ein ofi b'china achas v'izvan echad v'noisim mokam echad. So they will make a flat-out statement. Tshuva does this. Tefillah doesn't do that. Someone who does this is kilu yozav rezara. On and on and on. All of these statements need to be qualified to be true. It's true only in this case. It's true only in this aspect. So if it says that a koyis is like yozav rezara, it doesn't mean that you can give him skila. We have to try to understand in what way is it. So what Chazal did was they gave a statement, but not the defining qualifiers. So that's another way in which Chazal hid meanings. If someone will take that mimer flat, he's going to make a mistake. And you'll find many, many mamarim Chazal that seem to contradict each other. And the reason is because it doesn't say clearly under what circumstances, when, and so on and so forth. Voyedea kol dova b'gvuloi, and somebody who knows the precise gvulos of everything, yimtsoim amitim obli stira klal, will find them to be true with no stira. Now he says, I'll show you something very similar to this. Ukvar tirash b'mikra zekar gam la'abri ma'amore adinu ma'amitzis, afo b'shinasa davar zesakavona. You find the same thing true in halacha. You'll have a stira and two halachas, a mishnah, and it'll it'll say we're talking about such and such a case. So that means the mishnah is true only if qualified. And he says, it's interesting, some say that Chazal deliberately did it like that. He says, no, but it's just the Mishnayos represent a halacha which is true under certain circumstances. The Lashon of Mishnah is not like that, and I need to add the qualifiers for it. Kvartira, Upirsha b'shas ba'amram, and the way which we explain them in the Gemara is by saying, Achamai eskinan, ve'midu kol echad me'em b'gvuloi, ve'nimtzu kulam nechoich mishar. Once I explain each one and give it the right boundaries, they're all right. Haderech ha-gimel hu, the third way, is ha-kalos. V'zeo v'hu she'ize ike godlo v'nichpad yiram zu b'dvaram nirim l'chum kal b'dikim. Another way of hiding very vital things is by bringing it down as sayings of insignificance. K'mishle het yoytim. Like the Gemara will sometimes bring folk sayings that don't seem to be of, you know, like silly, you know, wives sayings. And they're really, really being meramis on very deep things. These little seemingly minor things mean an awful lot to those who really understand. He knows how to go from what's nigla to what's nista, mashfal rami. So he brings two in Gemara Shabbos, two sayings that seem to be, you know, very, very trite folk saying. Derech mashal. Kisha amru, they said, Gemara speaks over there about how wonderful it is to be young. Kisha amru, Chazal said, yunukto klila, the klila de varda, sevusa klila de chilfi. A child is like a crown of roses, and an old man is like a crown. Chilfi is some sort of thorn or something like that. V'chein, and there's another maim like that that says, adela bidna v'cheshna. I'm looking for someone I never lost. In other words, an old man walks bent over. It looks like he's looking at the ground, searching for things that he never lost. So these two sayings are kind of, you know, folksy sayings, and it doesn't even seem, it seems to be beneath the Gemara's covered him to bring those sayings. But the truth is, the meramis are very deep things. It's, you know, certain bechinas that are called atika, certain bechinas that are called old, and certain bechinas that are called young. These are for a person who knows and says what Torah and Mazim are, these are real, real pieces of information. Oitzah sheteida. Many times they're going to use mishalim of nature or science. And they will use different knowledge, different things that in those generations people understood, and use that to dress up things that they're talking about. The science or the description of nature is not what they're trying to tell us. It's a certain soit. And therefore it makes no difference if the science that they use is still true or not, still accept as true or not. So this really addresses a lot of times when Chazal seem to be saying things that today we scientific facts that today we know not to be true. Chazal were not making a statement that they confirmed the science to be true. They were using the science that was current in that generation to give over a certain point. And I guess we'll go off topic a minute. In the contradiction, so to speak, between science and Chazal, there are two areas. There's halacha and there's agada. And each one has its own understanding of how and why. In agada, he says the understanding is Chazal had no intention of giving science information in the Gemara. And it makes so much sense. Shas is big enough, especially when they wrote it down in those days, it was very expensive, right? To give me topics, to give me Musa Shmuzen about how things in nature work and what cures illnesses and diseases, why are they taking up space in Gemara with that? There are medical books, there were medical books around. You know, why is it that Chazal incorporated it? The answer is because they were not concerned at all with the science Shabbat. The science Shabbat, you take care of it. They were trying to give us, again, agadat information, and one of the methods of giving it over is by giving over some popularly known science fact, and that would sort of cover up a message of sorts. So he says, so we do not, I want to be very clear, according to Ramchal, there's absolutely no need to say that Chazal's science in Agarata was a Piruach HaKodesh, or that it needs to be true today, or anything. Said Chazal took the science that was right in their generation. And the reason was, if they were trying to tell us how nature works, different laws of science, then we'd have a real problem. Then either they believed it was true that generation, not true today, or they were giving over something they didn't believe, neither of the two makes sense. But he's saying the Bechlal were not into telling me science. There's no reason for it. It's not a science book. So they were using the science to they were picking out ideas that would convey deeper ideas about all these in Yarem. And that same Inyan you could dress up in other Mishalom. Every door will have its Mishalom. And if somebody himself would have lived then, that's the way he would write it up. Amchal adds here another piece that is crucial in understanding the Ramchal as about Kabbalah and where it differs from something like the Rambam. Let's say like this. According to the Rambam could very well agree with these things, but by him, it's the Pshat. They picked different stories, ideas, understandings that people felt that people are familiar with in that generation, and that's how they gave over information they want to give over to us. But it's not that Be'etzim has a Shaychus. So just like if I'm telling a story and I want to use a mashal to describe different aspects of the story, so I pick things that people are familiar with. I use it as a mashal. let's say I'm watching, I wake up one morning, I take a look in my backyard and there are footprints there. So I'm not going to say, well, this is a mashal for people. Like, just like footprints are in my backyard, so too people also in my backyard. That's the metzius of the footprints are the result of somebody walking, and it's the imprint of somebody walking in my backyard. So if our understanding of the Gashmistika world is that it's a direct hemshech of the Ruchnistika world, then the mashal and nimshal is much more than a mashal and nimshal. Let's take an example. Imagine I have a monitor. I do have actually one in front of me. And imagine that on the monitor, there's there's a picture of, the computer's working now on installing something, and I see a thing moving and so on and so forth. I won't say it's a mashal. I'll say my monitor is reflecting what's happening in the Shirish. Chazal didn't just use Mishalim to help underscore difficult points. Chazal used Mishalim because the Mishalim are the physical emes of something that is not physical. So we expected that it would have anything that's an Elyonim would have a counterpart in Tachtonim. And therefore, that's not only a mashal, it's an expression of it. So just like a mashal on my monitor, whatever's on my monitor is not a mashal, it's not somebody stood and painted daima to what's inside my computer box. It's whatever's inside a computer box is a higher, more abstract form of whatever it is that becomes my computer screen. So everything in this world is connected with Al-Yoinim, and it moves and in sync with that. And if a person doesn't understand that, then he's never going to understand what Chazal meant. So Chazal are telling us things that are because Al-Yoinim Tachtoinim are linked. It's the Tachtoinim are a result of the Yoinim, and the Tachtoinim affect the Yoinim. One teaches me about the other. Okay, so up to now, he says that Ad Heine Dibar Mamara Limudim, Ve'ata Dabar Mamara. So until now, we've spoken about Chazal that are not attached to a pasuk, they just stand on their own. So I want to review briefly the points, because these are very important points. The Maral has a Sefer Beragola, where he speaks about the Beragola, where he speaks about different issues people have with Chazal. It's not a new thing. And an answer to it. In other words, he brings six or so sections, each section with difficulties, a certain type of difficulty in Chazal, and speaks about all of them on his derech and so on. This point about Chazal's use of science was not meant to be a definitive description of science. Chazal had no interest in that. It's all it's all nogea for something else. That's what Maral says. He says a little bit differently than Maral. He He says when Chazal said statements about things in this world, he wasn't focusing on those items in this world. He was focusing on the Tzura Haruchnius, on whatever the Pnimius is. So he was speaking about some Hayadaga and using this world as sort of the reflection of it, where it comes down to it. So let's go over another Nakuda here. If you think about it a minute, it comes out the following. Chazal never spoke about abstract entities, but rather their physical metzias, because that's the world of Pshat. It's the world that sort of makes sense for us. Let's give a mashal. Imagine a child asks a father, what is justice? So the father is not going to ramble off in a deep philosophical discussion about different shittas, what justice or not. A typical response, good response would be, you remember when so-and-so did something very naughty in class and stole somebody's pen? And then, yes, I remember, and then the teacher made them get up and apologize and give it back. Knows what justice is. Not at the level where you can talk about the abstract philosophic musig of justice, as much as he now has an environment where he can understand justice. That's what the metzias of it is what allows him to understand it. Child is not strong philosophy, but he sees so-and-so hit somebody, he gets hit back. So-and-so took away this person's wallet, we don't allow him to come back without paying X amount of money. Each pe'ula is thought about, but it's the physical world that we're talking about is the darga of ruchnis that shayach to us. So just like when a child asks, what is justice? So we tell him the most physical version of it, because that's shaykh to him to understand. What shaykh does understand is what we're told. And therefore, whatever level of mashal we're stranded at, that's, that is what we're supposed to know out of his mind. Okay, we'll hold it here. And so we're holding here on in my edition. Some budreshet ches. Okay.